The Kiss is written and performed by Amanda Keats. And yes, there are some swears in there. By the time Grace had reached her husband's studio, she'd made the transition from anger to all-out blind rage. After 16 years of marriage, two pretty decent children, and a cat that would surely outlive them all, she was not about to give it all up because some young upstart was muscling her way in by coming onto her husband. She just wouldn't allow it. He'd insisted that it was just a kiss, harmless and without feeling, he'd said. He'd stopped it, and it would never happen again. But how could she believe that? If it had happened once, then it could happen again. She'd spent all night thinking about it, and there really was only one solution. It didn't matter how promising his new protégé was. The girl had to go. He was away at a meeting that morning, so it was the perfect time for her to have her little chat with the husband-stealing slag. It would just be the two of them in the office, no interruptions. She didn't bother to knock on the big sliding door into the studio. She just pulled it open and walked right in. The girl was poised elegantly over the central display table, looking carefully at a series of negatives. Her long, sun-kissed locks were pulled off her face in a neat ponytail. As Grace entered, the girl looked up at her. She was surprised at first, but then smiled and extended her hand in greeting. She'd managed to get out the words, "Are you looking..." before Grace lost all control and lunged straight for her. What Grace didn't know was that her husband's apprentice was so much more than just a pretty face. Tammy was a martial arts expert, and had been for years. Her reflexes, as a result, were cat-like, and she saw the punch coming before Grace had even realised what she was doing. She moved quickly out of the way, grabbed Grace's arms, holding them tightly behind her, and making it impossible for her to move. "Who the fuck are you, and why are you trying to punch me?" the girl demanded. "I'm the wife," Grace seethed. "The wife you're trying to get rid of?" "Excuse me? I know you've been after my husband, you little slag." Grace didn't even recognise the nasty words that were coming out of her mouth, but seeing this girl in the flesh had made her more furious than she had ever thought possible. "Who the hell are you talking about?" "Your boss? My husband?" "You're Michael's wife?" "So you do know." Tammy sighed, but did not loosen her grip. "If you'd like to talk about this like rational adults, I'm up for that," Tammy continued. "But I won't let you go if you're going to try and punch me again." "I can't promise anything," Grace snapped. "Then I guess we're stuck." "Oh, fine. I swear I won't hit you. Just let me go, for goodness sake." Tammy did as she was asked, but didn't relax just yet. The two of them sized each other up for a few moments before Tammy decided to break the silence. "So, how do you want to do this?" she asked. "Do you want to tell me his story first or hear mine?" "Oh, I'd love to hear yours." The venomous tone tasted funny on Grace's tongue, but she just couldn't help herself. "I assume your little appearance today is because Michael decided to tell you about the kiss the other day," Tammy began. "Which I assume, if the last few weeks have taught me that anything about your husband's moral compass, he says I instigated." Grace tilted her head to the side, her scepticism oozing through, but said nothing. "Okay," Tammy continued, "so I should explain, before I tell you about the kiss itself, that I fully admit to having flirted with him a little." "I knew it," Grace lunged for her, but Tammy was once again fast enough to deflect the attack. "Hey, you said you wouldn't do that." "You just said, will you let me finish?" Grace turned and walked a few paces to calm herself. Something told her she needed to hear this. "Go on then." Tammy rolled her eyes and continued. "You may have noticed that your husband is more, how shall I put this, amenable when he is flattered. I was nothing but professional when I started, and all he let me do was file his photos, which quite frankly would be an insult to a secondary school student doing work experience. Anyway, he had this really cool tie on one day, which I told him, and his whole mood shifted. Suddenly, he's telling me about the expedition to the Arctic and how close he'd come to all the animals. And he was actually teaching me." "So you continued flirting?" "Of course. I'm here to learn. I'll do what I have to. Even if he's married. Even if you break up a home," Grace demanded. "I never acted on it. It was just a bit of harmless flirtation." "You kissed him." "Actually, he kissed me." "That's not how he tells it." "I'm not remotely surprised," Tammy said. "For your information, I told him to stop, and I told him, if he ever touched me again, I'd call his wife and tell her what a shit he was." "What?" Grace said. "Which I assume is why he thought he'd get in there first." Grace considered this. "No, I'm not buying it. If he's such a shit, then why don't you just leave?" "Why should I? I want to be a great photographer. I want to travel the world and record it with my camera. The people, the animals, the places. I want to see it all. And he is my best hope of doing that. I'm not going to give that up because he can't keep it in his trousers. I still don't buy it. Despite Grace's best intentions, the words just lacked conviction. There'd been indiscretions before, and this was not the first time someone had said these things about her husband's need for female validation. To be perfectly honest, Tammy said, I don't really care. I know that sounds selfish and all. I don't mean to be nasty, honestly, but I don't know you. I've worked very hard my whole life to get to where I am today. She paused, suddenly sad. Mum always did say I was too ambitious. How can you be too ambitious? Tammy shrugged. I apparently found a way. The two women stood there in silence for a few minutes, neither knowing what to say next. Grace started to look around the studio. Do you know, she said, I don't think I've ever actually seen this place properly. Tammy brightened. Seriously, it's stunning. She walked off excitedly to the nearest wall where a few choice photos hung. This one, she said, pointing at a shot of a waterfall, is my absolute favourite. It's of Iguazu in Argentina. It just captures the beauty of the place in a way I have never seen in other photos. He somehow gets both the calm beauty and the dangerous drop of the waterfall. She sighed, and Grace realised she was looking more at her than the photograph itself. I like this one, Grace said, pointing at a far smaller image that was in a small frame propped up on one of the desks. Tammy walked back over and joined her, and when Grace looked up at her, she could see that this girl was welling up. You don't like this one? Grace asked her. That one's mine, Tammy said, choking back the tears. It's the one I sent in with my application. It's the one that got me this job. The two women stood looking down at the image, taking it in. At first glance, the photo was of a simple sunset. Yet as you looked closer, the colours became all the more striking, and Grace had noticed a tiny shadow in the bottom left-hand corner. It was so faint that the person had a ghost-like feel, and Grace realised that that was what had caught her eye. As they stood looking at the image, the door to the studio swung open, and Michael walked in. Tammy didn't know what to do or say, but Grace gently squeezed her arm and moved forward towards her husband. Darling, she said, kissing him on the cheek. I was just admiring your assistant's work. She's a very talented young lady, that one. Flustered, all Michael could do was nod. Anyway, Grace continued, must be off. She turned back to Tammy and winked. All your hard work will pay off. You stick to your guns. Will do, Tammy said with a smile. Grace leaned into her husband and whispered in his ear. Last chance, husband dearest. The next time this happens, I take the kids and you never see us again. Remember, morals and respect maketh the man. With that, she waved goodbye to her new acquaintance and headed out. Michael turned to Tammy, unable to speak. Tammy smiled. Lovely woman, your wife. I can see why you married her. Shall we get to work? Short Story Time is a collection of short stories, films, and plays read out for your listening pleasure. These stories are not genre specific and range from mental health, science fiction, YA romance, adventures for young children, and everything in between. To reach me, find me at Film vs Book, that's Film vs Book, on Twitter and Instagram. And stay tuned for a bit of context as to what the inspiration behind this particular story was. So I wrote The Kiss a few years ago, so it was certainly before the whole Me Too movement, though it now seems very, very linked and very relevant to it. And it was basically just because I had seen so many images in stories, in the press and films, TV and everything that said women had to compete with other women, that there was no focus on the solidarity and the friendship between women. It was always, if you want to keep your man, you've got to fight that other woman. If you want to get a job, you've got to fight that other woman. And it was about two women who actually just looked beyond that and realized that there was something great in each of them, and maybe they should, you know, place the blame where it needed to be. And I absolutely adore Tammy. I love that she's so good at her work, and she just decides that she knows what is best for her career and she sticks to it. And I think the ending is just really fun, and I love both the characters.